Time to get money wise with Scott Quinlan from Solus Financial. We talk about how you can grow wealth, and we provide information that is general advice only. And as you'd expect, it doesn't take into account your individual objectives, financial situations, or needs. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Chris. I thought that this week we could talk about the bank of mum and dad.
Excellent. I've had some experience with that. Yeah. It's nerve-wracking. We'd all like to help our kids get into the property market. But really, Scott, is simply handing over cash to the kids so they can buy a place for themselves the smartest way to do it?
There's probably two key ways that I see handing over money to the kids. The first is the I love you gift. Just giving them the money. Look, it can have implications towards Centrelink and age pension and any eligibility entitlements that you might have. It can also, if you've got multiple kids, kind of make it unfair a little bit with the different children.
Or you could run out of money.
That's right. That's the big key one, Working out how much you can give in the first place.
So if somebody does lend the kids money, should they have a formal legal agreement, for example, conditions that will protect them and their money?
Yeah, so that is the other way that we see, and that's more often than not the best way to go. We take a practical view. If you're lending them $2,000, is it worthwhile getting a lawyer to do up a loan agreement for $2,000?
But I bet you hear some parents say, oh, that's too heavy, they won't like that.
Yes.
But it's important to protect yourself, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely, and it's important to protect them as well. A loan agreement can help, if they get divorced or they get sued or something like that. Depends on what your independent legal advice is, but that could be a good way to protect both yourself and them, giving you a win-win scenario.
So what you're saying is there are some pretty serious pitfalls, but there are positives as well.
Absolutely, there are positives. A gift might help you become more eligible for some age pension in the future, and a loan agreement might help protect you and the family.
We've been getting Money Wise with Scott Quinlan from Solus Financial. If you'd like to find out more, you can contact Scott and his team at station sponsor Solus Financial. That's SOLACE financial.com.au.